This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Didi.
Okay, come on. Okay. This is episode 189 of the Oprah Rose Show. Y'all whores have not been writing in. I would really appreciate it if you did.
My gosh. Not y'all whores.
Y'all whores.
Y'all whores have not
And that's
been
why
writing.
Y'all didn't get a fucking episode last week.
Leaving constructive criticism and like what's that shit called when you gotta like beat to repair or whatever, I don't even know, but like, yeah, it's giving. And you know what, and we said before, I think it obviously does not have to be a hotel, but it can be any advice that you want to hear from us, especially, you know, advice from Didi. Didi is a Cancer. We're gonna start a Didi's advice corner.
Okay, Didi's advice.
You know, he is the Cancer. He is the way more calm,
reasonable, calm,
reasonable, yeah, version of, or side rather, of us. Yeah, depending on my mood, you just never know what you will get. I feel like G's advice is always going to be turned up. So yeah,
G will let you have it. Okay,
hers is always going to be
yeah
I'm like, yeah,
but like in a good way, like it's honest and it's straightforward, no chaser.
Yeah. Right. Where mine will be like, mine is definitely honest and straightforward, but like, but
that's that Cancer rising.
Right. But yeah, so write in any of your questions, comments, whatever y'all want to talk about. And as usual, you know, like, rate, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you're giving us five star reviews, because we are five star bitches.
Okay. Remix with Trina and Nikki.
Hello, I'm doing a chicken head.
It's a song.
I was about to say we have five people today.
we got Jesse in the back.
Yeah, it's literally we are literally five star bitches today. I'm not calling Jesse a bitch though. I'm not doing that. Like, it's not giving that yet, because you know kids could get it though. Not yet, you know. But wait, we can't hear you.
Definitely get it.
Right, you definitely. Know. I was telling them earlier today, like, I almost punched my little cousin. So clearly anybody can get it. Like, almost, you know, that meme with that girl, like all the way back, like that, with that, like fighting that little girl,
the fight stance,
that fight stance. That was literally me. I almost fought my little cousin who's 17 today. So yeah, like I said,
I mean, he not little. I don't know if he would have won.
Oh, he would have. And I was just going to say, and he's triple my size. He would have
beat your ass.
He would have mollywhopped me. It would have been calling. I would have been calling my man like, come down here and get this nigga.
Calling my man.
I'd be calling my. I'm the first person.
I need you to be on the interstate now.
I need you to get on 95 right now. Yes, it is my cousin. Handle that. Like, yeah, it's given that. I can't imagine. I can't imagine. That's why I was never like a really mouthy child. And, you know, I didn't really grow up like in the same house as my brother, but I already know I would have been the type, like my oldest sibling will come over here and come fuck you up.
Oh, I wanted that so bad. I wanted to just be able to be like, my brother gonna beat y'all up. But I was the older brother.
Like exactly. Like my brother gonna beat y'all up. Just like that. No child at all. You know, it all starts at home. Because you were saying something before we was recording, DD.
About home?
It was something about home or children and the rearing of children or some shit. Oh, we was looking at Jesse's beads.
Oh.
in G's African American household, I love that she has beads, braids, and things.
Okay, she's growing up right, is what's going
right.
on.
Right.
Right.
We do. We got to bring back some of these older traditions, truly, honestly. Because these kids, they out of my
G, you be putting the beads in yourself?
So I got her hair braided, child. I paid for that. We paid for that. I paid for convenience.
Okay.
Can I do it? Yes. Do I want to? Hell no. Also, my braiding technique is like not the best. Mm. And when they little and don't want to be still. That girl who did her hair, she braided that shit in like 25 minutes.
Are you serious? Wow.
Ass with it. Yes, she was. But she specializes in children's hair.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Does my niece and my nephew's hair, and my sister-in-law was the one who like hooked it up, and she can actually braid really well, but she was like, girl, I don't got time to be braiding these kids' heads. So she brought that girl in. I think she like 21 or something, and yeah, she was in and out so fast.
That's such a good hustle for somebody that's young too. Like, you just do them kids' hair, because especially like, I actually saw there's a kiddie salon by my house, because it takes a special type of patience. It
really does. Yep.
Because as a matter of fact, me and Alyssa used to go to this girl who braided hair, and she started off as a kiddie salon owner. Like, she was only doing kids, and then apparently she got sick of it and went to go and started like doing way more adults. And now I don't even go to her no more, because you can't even get an appointment with her. But yeah,
that's what be happening. These girls get too popular, too good, and then
it's so hard to find a good.
I love that braids for Black women have come back. Like, it's like a full like resurgence.
I hope
of
they
protective
never leave.
Styles.
Yeah, I'm getting braids in May. I can't.
I love it. Like, braid me up, bitch. I wish I could get braids.
Shut up. Yeah,
it's giving Moesha, bitch.
It's giving.
And then when I learned that Brandy was wearing lace front wigs with braids,
because she didn't even have all that time, isn't that crazy?
Mind blown.
We've been hoodwinked and bamboozled.
Was she laying down her baby hairs?
Not really. Baby hairs, I think I was that the what we talked about that 2 weeks ago. I think you know how I feel about baby hairs. Like,
yeah. He was like, free
us. Enough. Free us. Release us from the shackles of baby hair.
Let me go buy some Got to Be.
Not some Got to Be. I actually did see Jada Way to use Got to Be.
Yeah, that's where I just got it from. I watched her story.
I have it. Yeah, I literally have it. So I was like, oh, look, as I said, release us from baby hair. So I was like, I'm going to try that with my baby hair. But I'm just like not cutting my hair to do that, though. But yeah, I've never used hairspray.
So,
you know, Got to Be is so good. That shit is so good. So, and I literally have the trials, the little small size. So I was like, oh, I'm trying that.
That's so funny.
I was like, that's cute. So what's happening in the world? So much.
It's a lot going on right now.
It's a lot going on.
How are you feeling?
I am actually really good. So my great grandmother, who was like the matriarch of my family on my maternal, my mother's side of the family, passed. And I think we could not have asked for like a better home going, I guess, if you call it. Like, she wasn't in the hospital, was not COVID related. She was surrounded by, you know, her family. We all got to say our last respects to her. Like, my aunt, my cousins even flew in from Texas. They flew in on a Friday and she passed on a Saturday morning. So I feel like she almost was like, all right, I've seen everybody. Like, yeah. I'm tired.
How old was she?
94. She was amazing. 94 in June. Exactly. So she lived and, like, you know, she was someone who was so independent. Like, my great grandmother did not want to, she didn't want to use a wheelchair because she wanted to walk.
And she was always at everything, like,
and was the last person. It would be up till like 3 a.m. Like, I would be like, all right, midnight, I'm going to sleep. Like,
Gran literally would go to your family. Like, whenever y'all would have something big, she was Gran there. Was she like made sure she was there. She was and the party everything. Didn't start until she got there.
Exactly. Like, she loved And it even, you know, I was telling y'all, or no, I wasn't telling y'all, but I was thinking about it. And like, I've just like learned so much of just like, you really do, like she lived. Like you said, she did not miss anything. She would be on her casino trips. Even in one of, you said what?
I said, come on, casino.
Casino trip to the casino. And even like, you know, my aunt on my father's side was like, I loved her. She always spoke her mind. And that's what people loved about her. And I was like, yup, I'm gonna always speak my, I mean, not that I never did, not that I never didn't rather, but I was like, it, you know, it taught me her, even just like watching her transition, this process has taught me a lot. I've never lost anybody close to me. So this is the first person that I have lost in my family. You know, like I said, she's 94.
Like, and this I was your great-grandmother.
Mm-hmm, I still have my other great-grandmother. My father said
you're
I still
like
have my
the only person I know who still had great-grandparents.
Yeah, like, same. So I'm the only person.
My great-grandparents.
Right, that right.
Such a blessing.
It is.
Exactly. It's, like, such a blessing to even, you know, and I remember even when I used to tell her, I was like, oh, I want to, this is, okay, let's be clear. This is when I was, like, 25 or something like that. And I was like, oh, I want to have children so you can meet them and help, because she raised all of us. And so you can raise them. She was like, girl, don't worry about that shit. Like, you got time. Like, you know, most of the time, like, olders are like, yeah, you need to have some kids. You need to have some babies. She was like, you don't want to get married and make the same damn, make a different meal every night. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I like low-key cooking.
I was like, if it's not Trader Joe's, gospel.
Yeah, if it's not Trader Joe's, I was like, I hate cooking. So, yeah, you're right. And she was just her. So, you know, I'm at peace.
That's beautiful. I mean, that's important.
It is. And it taught me, you know, I've realized I'm not it's something I need to do way better with. If I talk to you frequently, whether it be friends, family, whatever, I'm so habitual that it's nothing for me to hit someone that I talk to a lot. If I don't talk to you a lot, like I'm not that person that's like, oh, let me hit you. And I really want to be better about that. Like, I've had to even do that with my own family. Of just, or even if it's just like, I hit somebody 2 weeks ago and I was like, hey, you crossed my mind, just checking in on you. And she called me this morning and was like, I was in the hospital when you actually texted me. And I was like, what? I know. Right. She's like, literally, she's like, I got admitted to the hospital. And I literally texted her, was like, hey, you just ran across my mind. Like, just just checking in on you. But yeah, I feel like I want to do more of be, you know, like, just even if it's just that, something so simple, like
just checking in on people.
Yeah, because it's like,
and if somebody crosses your mind, just kind of like hitting them up.
Yeah, you just crossed my mind.
Yeah, I think COVID had a kind of an impact on that. And to your point about being like habitual and having like a routine and kind of talking to your normal circle, like my sister was here yesterday and today, and so I haven't seen my sister in over a year, and so. Mm-hmm. I mean, I talked to her, but it also reminded me that I'm not as close to my family as I was prior to COVID. Uh-huh. And so I just need to be reaching out more and find, I mean, I know what's going on in my mind, but people live a life. Shit happens every day.
Yeah.
And so I just need to be a bit more present in what is going on in people's worlds. You know, I was being a little annoying and being like, no one's checking on me. So I stopped checking on people.
Yeah.
But
and it's fair, you know,
because I need to not be like that.
If you don't wish me happy birthday, I don't wish you happy birthday. So I'm for damn sure.
I actually be forgetting if I don't be paying attention if somebody didn't wish me happy birthday.
Yeah. I mean, if I think like, if I would like someone that
I mean, it depends. Like, if one of y'all didn't wish me happy birthday, I would know.
You would know. Yeah.
It's a little different. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. I think social media makes it so, you know, even something like that, right?
Social media makes it easier. Shit.
You're like, oh, I see you on social media. You think everything is like completely fine because we're only getting these highlight reels. So it's like, oh, okay, I saw that, you know, whether it's like, oh, you got a kid or, you know, you got a new job or something like that. But really, you know, actually being like, no, like for real, how are you? As opposed to just like I said, just like scrolling and just being like, oh, okay.
I think the other thing about social media too is that we're inundated with everyone's updates that we also don't pay attention to who is not updating. Because it's like not everybody's actually posting on social media, but we see constant updates that we don't really realize who's actually missing from the updates.
Yeah.
Like one of my friends deactivated his page, Brian, light-skinned Brian T. in Brooklyn. He's back now, but I had no idea that he deactivated his page.
And I just thought, and I was like, I ain't seen a fire fit. You ain't moved by me too, but I was like, I ain't seen a fire fit in a while.
Right. So to your point, like you,
wow, okay.
You got so accustomed to that and seeing that, and it was like, he actually deactivated his page, and a part of me wanted to be like, maybe I should be like, is everything okay?
Is everything okay? Yeah.
But then you also don't want to assume that something was wrong because someone deactivated their page.
Well, I think, but to that point, you don't have to be intrusive. Like, literally, just checking on you. Even if it's right. like, I don't think, remember when we were talking about like the COVID thing of like how you're getting your testing, like certain questions aren't really that invasive to me. If it's literally like, I saw you deactivated your page. I'm just checking on you, sis. You good? Like everything I were some.
Well, I want to say I never know, but when people ask me how I'm doing, I still don't like to let people know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tough.
Like, even if we're close sometimes.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I be going through so much that I don't want to impart what I'm experiencing on you. Uh-huh. You know, it really be that heavy. So sometimes it's just easier to be like, yeah, I'm straight, even though it's not.
Right.
But I think that's part of it. You know, it's so hard to be vulnerable, right? And say like,
so that's why I go to therapy. I just put it on them because,
but I think not
my friend's responsibility to make sure
that we want
to
know, right?
We want to know. Yeah.
Like, when,
go ahead, T, because I'm about to go off on you in a second. Like, I want to know.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm here for you, bitch. That is my
response. We about to overtalk each other because we go for you.
I'm going off.
My responsibility, you know what I mean? Like, you can't only be there for the good. Like, that's not friendship to me, to only be there for the shits and giggles, and then when some shit is really bad and you're really going through something, that you can't call one of us. And I get it, because I'm the same way. I'm like, like when I told you, I was like, hey guys, didn't tell anybody, but Grant's sick and she died. Like, not obviously not like that.
That wasn't how it came out for you.
Yeah, that Saturday I was like, what the hell.
Yeah, I was like, haven't told anyone. But yeah, I was like,
and then it was like that,
because yeah, I was like, this is some shit that I would do.
Yeah, right. Like,
of being, and she hit it in the group chat too. It was giving like it was like giving like best friend group chat.
It was literally the best friend group chat.
I'm like, let me get on the mic and tell everybody at the same time.
Yeah.
It literally was. I was like, let me take, because y'all were the first people I told. So I was like, let me just.
I had just woke up. Like, she hit the girls at 10 a.m. over the head with it.
Yeah, because I have been up, you know, right. Like from like 5 that morning or something like that. So yeah, I was like, let me tell them, because I also was like something like that. Like, I don't want to, like, let's say if I posted a photo on Instagram, you're like, what, bitch? Huh? You didn't say anything? Like, are you dumb? Mm-hmm. So that's why I was like, all right, no, let me hit the group chat. But no, I think, and I think that's both of us, like, doing a better job of being vulnerable, where literally when I got on with y'all, like, I've still been working, and my coworker hit me and was like, I think you should take some time, like, because I just finally like started answering emails, and I think he could see that, like, I was literally in the text messages, I was in the emails, and everything was like a flirt. And he's like, yeah, no, I think you, this can wait, it's not that deep. Like, I think, and I was like, I appreciate that, where I would have never thought that, you know what I mean, like, my coworker would be this graceful to me to be like, like, he worked under me talking about, you need to take some time. Right. Like, let's, and I was like, and I told him, I was like,
the job of him managing up.
Exactly. Know? And I thought about it. I'm like, damn, he's so right. And I was like, I kind of know everything that's going on. Like, where tomorrow, like, I know tomorrow is going to be rough. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not even going to want to deal with that. And, right. and next week I am actually going to take off some time. But even with that, I was like, what's the protocol for work? Right. Because I had a call. And they're like, how are you? I was like, fine. They're like, fine. And I wanted to be like, bitch, I am spiraling.
Stop with the questions now.
Right, right.
You want this to turn into a full on like venting therapy session?
Because it can.
Why someone asked me, I had another call. I said, how are you? I was like, let's get started. So I was like, I don't even want to do
it. Right. Let's forget all the pleasantries.
Yeah. Let's forget all the pleasantries. Where I was like, what is the work protocol? And like, mind you, the one call I had, he was going off. I wanted to be like, sir, I get it, but like, I was like, and literally I was like, you know what, maybe I should have led with how I actually feel, of saying like, I'm cool, but like, I'm dealing with the passing of my great, I'm in the house with that, everybody right now, and what you complaining about, like, I told you via text messages I didn't know. So it's like, you say, this could have waited, you know? So, you know, I think we do need to be, I don't even think, we need to be more vulnerable.
Yeah. It's and so I mean, I think the other thing too around, you know, someone passing is around taking that time to like grieve. Like I myself, I'm going to get to UT, but I'm just going to speak for myself in a second. Like my thing is like, I have a difficult time showing emotion. So I'm a very like calm, cool, flat person. Like you're not going to get me very up and you won't really get me very down. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of has worked for me at this point, but that's also not normal. Like people have big up moments and big down moments. So I'm more cognizant now of displaying emotion of when I feel very excited or I feel very down because grieving is a real thing.
We can't hear, wait, gee, I can't. Oh.
Come, like come. It's ideal where you're like if you are just essentially constantly like here.
Right. It's ideal, but then it's like I think it's ideal for me, but then for everyone else, it they just don't know how to necessarily like come in and like how are you feeling? Mean, like, oh, I'm good. I'm
it's
okay.
Manageable, right?
Right.
I think it's like it's very manageable. It's like if you're not, it can work both ways. Let's say if it's something that you're so excited about, but because you're always kind of like this, it's like, cookies. Oh, okay, girl, that's cute. You know, where it's like, no.
Cookies and ice cream.
Yeah, it's like, but I'm really fucking excited about this. And then when you're like low, it's like, nah, like it may seem like this, but
right.
And I'm not saying that it's giving like a multitude of emotions, but I think we're all kind of like that, right? Mm-hmm. We're all very like flat plane of like,
Everything's fine, right?
And the house is on fire, and you're like, no, but it's fine.
Like, this is fine.
This is fine.
Swinging on a swing while the firefighters is really
exactly where it's like, and I think that even just lends itself to what we were saying before, like the vulnerability. Like, like you said, it works. I think it does more so work to my benefit of being, like you said, I'll get worked up quicker than I'll be sad. And I don't know if that's even a good, like, I'll get more mad about something than I will sad, because to me I'm like, well, what am I gonna do with these sad emotions? Like,
right,
I can't do shit with that. Where at least mad, I'm gonna get it off. I'm gonna get it off my chest. So I'm gonna feel a little bit better. But sad is like, it's giving like despair, and I'm like, well, what am I gonna do if I'm crying? What can I do with this? I can't do anything with it. And like you said, I don't think I've never really had to grieve, so I don't know if I know. You know how to, like, I was actually talking to Savoy and I told him like Sunday, I was like in the house by myself and I was like, oh child, this is too much downtime. And the time was like inching by. I took a Peloton class because I just wanted to like get out my head.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, that's not good. I'm like, what you mean? I was like, that's great. I'm about to be skinny on your hoes. Because I was like, every time I feel away, I'm about to take a Peloton class because I hate it so much that it's going to, you know, like take my mind. Yeah, he was like, you have to deal with the emotions. And I was like, I mean, I am. I was like, I'm fucking sad. That's why I'm taking the Peloton class. Like, I'm literally trying to, you know, I don't want to be like too sad. And so I know if I do this right now, I was like, all I'm doing.
Oh, COVID.
Sorry, y'all. It's not COVID. I was literally like, it's not COVID. My wine. I was like, all I'm doing to me is, you know, just kind of like shifting the emotions at least for 40 minutes, right? Because even after the 10 minutes after, you're still breathing all heavy and shit like that. And I was like, I still have to deal with it an hour later. Like,
yeah, I think his thing is like, instead of taking, like, you're taking the class as a way of not dealing with the emotion, whereas like, you should take the emotion head on. If that means sitting in a corner crying for a moment to reflect, that's fine too. But like being okay with.
I'm not doing that. Well, if it comes, it comes.
But yes, that is totally fine. But it's like grieving is different for everybody. And
exactly,
if that, for you, if that is kind of like getting out of your head and taking a Peloton class, bitch, go ahead and get skinny. That's fine. I think for everyone, it's totally different. What is, what's the voice sign?
A Scorpio.
Scorpio, yeah.
So and that's why I was like, I get what he's saying, but I think naturally he's probably more emotional. So
Fit
in that, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Like, I too am very emotional, but I don't like sitting in my emotions. I know that I have to sometimes, but I don't like staying there. So I think it's like, if it was a point where you were like completely avoiding it, I don't get avoidance from you. I get that you are just like, all right, this is what I'm feeling. Let me channel it.
Yeah, I said that. If it comes, you know, when I first found out.
Different than someone who might be a painter and they feel something, right? Yeah. They feel emotional, but they're like, you know what, let me just put this into my painting.
Right. It's like, I do. I definitely think it's like all how you channel. And also, honestly, it's so, I don't want to say it's so new, but it's only been a few days. I know once we do our final goodbyes, like, I probably will be inconsolable. Once, you know, that happens. And I think it doesn't, if I'm completely honest, it doesn't feel real right now. So I think that's why I can kind of be like, okay, y'all, this is what we're doing. No, get back on track. Okay, you know, because everybody is very emotional right now. Yeah. So I can kind of be like, all right, this is that, boom, boom, boom. But I know after next week, like,
yeah, you know. I dropped a tear when I saw that video you posted on your story of your
girl.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Girl, I was bawling for trying to find the goddamn photos.
This ain't even my great grandma. And here I am over here dropping tears.
Yeah. And I think, honestly, and that's why I said it was so rough seeing her those past 2 weeks of just like, yeah. You know, she couldn't really talk. I mean, like, I was on FaceTime with them. I hung up the phone and I was bawling, like, driving back from Philly, like, bawling. So I've definitely had, and this is before, like I said, right. Or just, like, I was on something else and I was just, like, and I knew it was coming. Like, we knew. And I would, like, break out and would just be, like, sitting and I'd be, like, oh, my God. And was, like, sobbing. So that's why I said it's not... I'm learning how to process them. I'll just say that. Like I said, right now, I'm fine.
No, I mean, like we were saying, like grieving is an individual thing. It's not supposed to look like anyone else's process. Like sitting with your emotions looks completely different. Like my thing is like, I will listen to the saddest music I can because I want somebody to resonate these feelings with me. And we just gonna sing along in this bitch.
Yeah, that's usually me.
That is my fave.
Oh my gosh.
I will say that I thought I was going to do that Sunday. I had to listen to Gospel Child on Saturday, like when I was driving.
You can say that's sad music as well.
Yeah, I did. I had to like, matter of fact, I had been on a Joel Osteen podcast, child, because I was like, I don't even know what to listen to. And I don't know where to go. So I definitely had to put me on. I know people hate Joel Osteen, but you know, he'd be giving me a quick 20 little minute word.
People loved him until he wasn't. Putting the people in the church.
Until he wasn't. I know.
Until he was a scammer.
Right, exactly. And I still be like, what?
I mean, get what you need out of him, shit.
Right.
Don't get him no money, girl. Just don't get him no money.
Big facts, okay? I agree with that 1,000%. I'll give you my stream, but, you know, I'll give you my 0.5 cent, but
you know the factor, you know the margin breakdown.
Exactly. I'm like, but the rest of that, no, you're not getting that. So yeah, I think, and even when I told my mother, I was just like, just take it second by second, girl. I wouldn't even say day by day, because you could be fine 1 minute, you're not fine the next. So we literally gonna take it like second by second. And I even told her, I was like, you know, we have to give ourselves grace. You know how we even talked about just that episode with Julesy, and I was like, the same thing goes for this of like. Child, at one point, I said to my mother, I said, you trying to take meeting notes over there? Like, this is not that. Like, you're trying to, like, make this, like, a meeting, a board meeting. And that's not, I was like, we're going to figure everything out. No stone is going to go left unturned. We're going to be all right. We're going to figure this all out. So, yeah. And again, like you said, everybody has their
They process, do. So. And I'm praying for your family and praying for you. I know how much of a matriarch she was to the family. And you all will be okay. Like you said, she was 94 years old. She lived a life. Mama has seen a lot, been through a lot, and loved you all.
Body. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said I'm at peace. I'm definitely at peace with it. I have her little I have one of her little bracelets on and I'm gonna wear forever.
Okay. Oh, come on. The girls are already getting the jewels.
Yes.
It's like I love it.
Bangle.
I love it.
Well, yeah, I was like, no, I have a little piece of her with me always.
Yeah. Does she have any gold rings? Because I know you're gonna be getting the rings.
No, actually, it's my grandmother took her wedding ring, and then I told my mother, I was like, you should take. It was like one of the rings she had, and I was like, you should take this. So yeah, I think like everybody got a, because it's all, we small, you know, it's only two girls from each person or something. So mm-hmm. I think Ryan got the necklace, which is so cute, by the way. I was like, damn, she got first dibs on that early. It's so cute.
I like, love the family heirlooms and being able to pass
the little story. Down, so. Yeah.
Mad about the fucking moving company losing mine, child. Still frit,
really?
Yeah, it was a box that never made it here, or it lost, or lost in translation, the move something, but it had the painting that my uncle did. It was his
I remember that, yes. Wow.
That's I crazy. Had it
for 12, however long I was in New York.
In New York, yeah. Moving companies are scams. I've heard nothing but horrible things about them.
Yeah, I'm still heartbroken about it, but
damn. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's not, how do you lose a box if it's all going on the same truck?
I know who has moved across the country has lost a box.
It's same. That's why I said my friend moved to Atlanta, and she was saying that it was like, you know, it was a 2-week delay and this and this and that. That's why I said they're scams, because that's what I'm like. How aren't you just driving straight, stopping at a hotel,
right?
How are you losing things?
Yeah. Well, they don't just have your stuff. I learned that. They don't just put your stuff on the truck. So my box, somebody probably has my box wherever it is that they live, where, you know.
Got it. Oh, okay.
Wow.
That's, oh my God, that's getting lazy. Mm, I guess they try to save their carbon imprint, but I don't like that. Well, in other news, the Oscars tried to be black.
They tried.
Tried.
Because, girl, Oscars Glenn Close.
Who gave her that script?
I was like, what is happening?
Like, Mama gave a shout out to the DMV, the Backyard Band, Go-Go Music. I said, what,
Sugar Mama? Band. Yeah. Most people don't even, I'm not sure from DC. Like, I was like, who gave her this script?
Work,
like,
Mama.
They tried. You know what? They tried it.
With those viewers, and it still went down 58% because nobody cared. I watched Daniel's like winning thing. I think I watched maybe 15 minutes of it, and I was like, don't care.
Oh no, I'll definitely only watch. I watched it on Twitter. I watched the acceptance speech on Twitter. Like, I didn't even watch it.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm.
Because I was at dinner, so I definitely, and had no idea it was even coming on until I saw people being dressed virtually and was like, oh, this is happening.
Yeah, I was like, the Oscars are tonight?
Right.
Yeah, I was
Zendaya.
Felicia, and you know, she was like with the whole Andra Day thing. So she was like moving our scheduled brunch around, and I was like, and she was like, yeah, Oscars today. I was like, oh shit, bitch, I know. You want to reschedule? Like, I had no idea.
As I said, our girl, I don't know if it's Zendaya, Zendaya. I don't know if it's long or short.
I wonder. I don't know if I've ever heard her say her own name.
Her say it. Yeah. So I was like, Zendaya, Zendaya. Fucking killed it. She looked
amazing.
Yeah. Like,
and she wasn't even nominated.
Amazing. She looked so pretty.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
that yellow.
So pretty.
In the next 5 to 10 years, she's going to be like a force to be reckoned with. She already is.
Yeah.
But like for acting, because I feel like she's being very meticulous around the roles that she's picking. Because at this point, I'm sure she's getting calls left and right around roles that she can do. But I think she's definitely, it's very strategic, and like, I don't want to oversaturate, but I want it to be like me.
Meaningful roles. Yeah. Yeah. I know you talked about it before, but I just love that whole batch of all those. What's that? Marseille.
Yeah.
What's the girl that she was, that was crying when they were at the Essence music?
And they look alike. They like,
she was her sister on Euphoria.
Yes.
I can't think of her name.
Look, her. It's going to come to me. We're going to S.
Right. Because they were at Essence and
Storm Reid. I knew it. Yes.
They were together at Essence.
Listen knows all.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is her name? Yeah,
they were, and Zendaya was wearing vintage Eunice Johnson. I was like,
Luxury Law. Yeah, her and Luxury Law are just a force to be reckoned with. We also cannot forget about our good sis Regina King.
Oh, that's how I knew the Oscars was going on, because Regina King was in her custom Louis Vuitton.
Come on now, looking like Lakeith should have been jumping out of her pocket.
Okay.
He looked amazing. He looked amazing.
Oscar nominated Lakeith.
Yes.
Although, you know, they did them dirty of putting, like, who was the best, the like, give, putting them both in best.
Daniel should have been in the lead category. Or maybe Lakeith should have been in lead.
Lakeith should have been the lead.
Yeah, Lakeith actually should have been in lead.
Yeah. Yeah, Lakeith. And then I guess because they didn't want anybody to go up against Chadwick Boseman. And then they gave it to Anthony Hopkins. I'm confused. I'm lost.
Right, because everybody really thought that Chadwick was going to win that.
Exactly. And that's what, like, I didn't watch it, but everything said that they had this big, like, culmination, and even had that award go at the end where it's typically Best Picture, which
right.
I've never even heard of No Man's Land. What was it?
No Man's Land, yeah.
I love that actress. I can't even remember her name, but the one who won, she is phenomenal. So I've been meaning, only because I've been seeing her, and really just from Apple TV, like when I turn it on, that would be the ad that would come up.
Okay.
And got it. Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, I need to watch this movie.
Yeah, she's been in a lot. She like understands the assignment
every single time.
Yeah.
And I just never got around to watching it. So I don't know if the movie was good, if she was good.
Right. Whatever. I mean, it won Best Picture.
That means nothing.
In Best Director Best Actress.
Yeah. But to your point, that don't really mean
that
shit.
Don't really mean
that means nothing.
They thought Viola was going to win Best Actress.
You know, a Black woman hasn't won that role in almost 20 years. Halle Berry was the last one.
Wow.
To ever win it for Monster.
For a movie that most people have never seen?
Wow. Yeah. I told you that.
Girl, have you ever watched Monster Ball?
I have too.
You didn't watch it?
Mm-mm.
Don't, because it'll piss you off that was the role that made her win. That she won.
I'm sure. Like, that's what, like, when she won, that's what everybody was saying. Mind you, this is back in like 2000, but I have plans on ever watching Monsters Ball.
I just looked up what No Man's Land was about too.
Travel movie?
She a woman in her 60s who, after losing everything in the Great Recession, embarks on a journey through the American West, living as a van dwelling modern day nomad.
Oh, so Nomad Land. Okay. Well, apparently it's shot beautifully.
Billboards outside of what you call it, that you wouldn't think that movie would be good. And that movie,
it's giving get the fuck. That description seems so unclimactic. Like, it's giving get the fuck. What?
Why I also have not pressed play yet, but
yeah, no.
I think I'm gonna watch it some point.
Oh, okay. And it's this Chloe, what's her name? Zhao? Okay, she was the director. Okay, got it. Now I see. Okay.
Yeah, she was the first Asian woman to win Best Director.
Yeah.
Chloe Zhao. But Frances McDormand played Fern in the movie.
I've never seen her in anything. That's why I was looking. Also, I've never seen any of these movies that she's been in. I've seen her, but I've never seen any of the movies that she's been in.
I think it's 3 Billboards Outside of Missouri or something like that. Mm-hmm. That is a good-ass fucking movie. And I think she won for that. This can't be her first. I think she won for that. And I watched that on on the flight. It was crying and everything.
I don't think I've seen one movie that this woman has been in. Like, well, I felt like, well, did Parasite win last year?
Yeah, they won Best Picture.
I ain't gonna lie. I thought the movie was amazing.
I enjoyed that movie. Good. Yeah, I thought that it was done really well.
Oh, it's so good. And I could not get it. And I tried to watch it.
That's why. You know me.
What?
It's not a scary movie.
Oh, it's not. No, it's not at all.
Uh-uh. Okay, I thought it was.
I could see how you would think it
as that.
Yeah, no, I could see that, but
it's dark. Yeah, it's dark. No.
Okay.
But there's literally like no goose got like it's just shot very dark. It's so good though.
Somebody pointed out on Twitter that like every year when it's like a POC for like best picture that they fumble or fuck it up some kind of way. So like.
Yeah.
Moonlight won. Mm-hmm. La La Land was announced. when Parasite won, I think the lights went out or some shit like that happened.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what happened this year because I didn't watch it, but they mentioned it. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Okay.
I mean, well, and you saw that, what's his name? Joaquin Phoenix or whatever his name is.
Not Joaquin, Joaquin.
But no, I think I did this before. It's not Joaquin. Joaquin. It's not. It's not. I literally had to look us up because I don't.
It's not Joaquin.
No, exactly. And I was like, no, nigga, it's not that. It's literally like, and however, I hold on, I'm going to do it because.
Not
I,
Joaquin. Oh,
yes. This year, it wasn't the final award, Alyssa. They made.
That's what you said. Yeah, that's what I was just saying. That it was
and then played
the last thing
R&B music when the they were about to do the nomination. So you automatically knew it was going to be Chadwick because I was like, oh, it's giving Black music. Oh, I hear you.
So why would they self sabotage themselves? Was this marketing? Because I also saw all of the billboard, all of the out of home that was done to in support of the Oscars, and a lot of the billboards had Chadwick on them.
That's what they, when I was watching, I was eating dinner.
Like he was going to win. So it's like
they called it a snub that Anthony Hopkins was asleep in bed and his agent had to call him at 4 a.m. to wake up.
Because everyone thought it was who it was supposed to be.
Yeah. Like, y'all know I'm still looking how to fucking say.
I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, and then Viola not winning for My Rainy Black Bottom. Like, mama gained 30 pounds for that role. You talk about a dramatic, like, and you know, that's kind of like Oscar fodder when people like change what they look like for a role.
That's when I think Scarlett Johansson got it from Monster also. Remember, she was so ugly.
Yeah.
And she's so pretty.
Right.
And she completely changed like her
and they let out like, oh, you changed who you were for this role and really embodied it. But it's cool.
Real method acting shit, you know.
Could you ever date an actor?
Hell yeah. The fuck?
Yeah. I mean, if his name is Damson Idris. Sure could. Like, yeah. I'm like, absolutely, child. Yeah,
we would be in this bitch method acting together.
Black nails and blonde hair? What?
My stupid ass was on the Damson's pit. They kept showing like him and his friends like outside and he's like the real bloats or whatever. Why my thirsty ass was like, it's you under his comments.
Literally, it's you. It's fucking you.
Same. I've been trying to tell the girls about the niggas in London, okay? I've been talking about it for about 4 years now, okay?
But y'all, we really also have to be honest with ourselves. If this nigga was not in Snowfall, did not have that accent, he would be just another nigga. We wouldn't even 0.5 look at.
No, that's not tight.
seriously. No, but I'm saying the fanfare. Nobody is looking. Like, I saw this whole Twitter thread and I was like, damn, she's so right.
I would do a double take.
He's met. If you really, really, really boil it down, we're in love with Franklin Saint because we don't know anything else that he's done.
No, because I don't like Franklin Saint's character right now. No.
We literally don't know anything else this man has done. The accent, like sometimes he does, like when he's growing his little hair out or whatever. Yeah. Like, and I think, and even if you don't like Franklin Saint's character, like you like the persona of it. It's like everything else that he embodies. Like he's
don't put
smart.
Me in this. I think yeah, he
I don't I don't think
he was fine really? If he was nobody, child. I would think he was fine. Now would I be trying to fuck him? I don't know. But I think he's fine irregardless.
I think he's cute, right? Like regular, but everything else that we're mentioning, it's like I think it's fine, but he's also
so funny
because
6ix6ix Poppy just found out who he was, I think, like this week, and like showed him to me on Instagram. Was like, "This the one y'all be talking about? Y'all like?" It's like, "Yeah, that's him."
Did he see it? I'm like, did he not see it?
He just kept scrolling, so I don't know if he saw it.
He didn't really see it. Yeah, did he watch Snowfall?
No, I watch it by myself.
Got it. Okay, so then to my point. I wonder if he would have
right,
seen
if he
Snowfall.
Watched Snowfall, it'd be different.
And would have really, really liked
it. I mean, my thing is like, Estelle was looking for an American boy. Girl.
That tweet, it was like, why was Estelle looking for an American boy? Why?
Listen, Europe announced that they letting vaccinated Americans over there, and that's where I'm going. I'm going back over there. Okay.
She's going to get her a London boy.
A London bloke.
I'll give me another one because he's back in Jamaica.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it. Oh my gosh. I know I was reading something too about, it was actually Step. We always talk about Step Sweets. How like most of the books though on the New York Times bestsellers list are about, it's almost like this white savior. And it's all of these books that are like based in the UK. And I realized like I've read like, well, The Vanishing Half isn't, but Queenie, for instance, and there's like one, and there's like two more that are. Like, but Queenie is the only one I read. And like that one is, it's like a black woman with a white man. So was The Vanishing Half. And I was like, damn. I was like, do British black boys like American black girls?
Do British black boys like American black girls? Do mm-hmm. you think they don't?
I don't know. Cause I was like, I feel like it's even other. And I literally, and I, when she said it, and I was like, damn. Cause I remember when I was reading Queenie and I'm like, damn, this, everybody, cause everyone in that book is like in an interracial relationship. And it was something else that I was watching. Oh, Lupin. Remember his wife is white.
Oh, yeah. She is.
She's
his
white.
Ex-wife.
His ex-wife. Yeah, exactly.
And Lupin. It was something else.
I think that is like the thing there.
There's a lot of but I don't, honestly, I never really realized it, but I was like, it's a lot of interracial relationships in the UK. And I don't even know. I guess proximity. I really don't even know like who, what, when. I'm like, is it not a lot of black people there?
No, I think it is. I think maybe their race relations aren't as like stringent as our shit is. You know,
that's exactly it.
You can get married to a white person until 1960 some shit. So
yeah, you know, true.
Was it 50s? What, we did this trivia.
I know. I was about to say we really did this.
Either way, like, that shit is relatively...
That is probably it. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I really didn't think about that.
Yeah, because even referring to us as black, they don't say black.
And was literally when I said it, and I was like, I don't even know what they refer to themselves as, and I don't have time.
I don't, actually, right, I don't know what London... I don't want to say even, black, because they don't use black.
Think about it, Arabella was dating white men.
Right.
But you know, but they have maybe like a closer connection to their root, right?
This so is like true.
They're African. So yeah, black, we say black because we know with air quotes that we came from West Africa of some sort, right? But we don't really know. And we're so disconnected and removed from all of that culture that like we have to identify as black unless you have, you know, that direct lineage, or if you are other parts of the diaspora where your family comes from Haiti or whatever,
yeah,
you can connect to your Haitian roots, but like Black Americans who don't have any of that extra Caribbean zhuzh, you know, we just fucking Black.
It's just like a uniform term.
Yeah, literally, because that's what I was when I said it, and I was like, it's given Jamaicans, Nigerian, like.
Yeah, they actually know their makeup.
Yeah.
It's privilege. That's great. You know,
that is great.
Yeah, to know.
That is great.
Child, yeah.
Child, because I'm trying to go on 23andMe. Like, what is given? Where I'm from, y'all?
My father did it, and it was like the percentages were also all over the place. I was like, no shade. Yeah. This doesn't mean anything to me. I was like, I don't even know where these places are.
No, it was like weird.
It was weird. Yeah, I was like, what is this? It was getting weird. So it was like,
yeah. I mean, I did it, but it was one of those tests where it like showed you where people have like where your DNA is currently. Not necessarily like where you were from, but it kind of leans like this could be where you're from just because like your DNA matches people here. And it was in Uganda. And that was like most of the place. It was like Uganda and Greece. So I was like,
really?
Obviously. A lot of people from Uganda probably went to Greece.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. Wow. But I wanted to like dig deeper on that.
And know. Yeah.
And know like a little bit more.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Same things one day.
One day. It's crazy that we literally have been like stripped of our ancestry.
Yeah, I just thought about Hitch. And I was like, to be able to go to Ellis Island and... What'd you say, G?
I said they just gave us Christianity. Say here.
Yeah. Which we're gonna talk about that. We're gonna do a whole religion episode.
Oh yes, are we? Mm-hmm. Love that.
Yes, we are. We were talking about it a little bit in the pre-show in the green room,
or the Rose Lounge. We weren't recording then.
Oh, we weren't when we were talking about religion.
Yeah, we weren't recording it.
But if you're a Patreon subscriber, we're starting this new thing called the Rose Lounge, where you can listen to what we talk about before we actually press record. So you can get a little bit of exclusives. I think we'll even do get BTS. A little bit of afterwards too.
Yeah, it's giving BTS.
Oh yes.
It's definitely giving BTS.
I love when I get a notification that we have a new Patreon subscriber. It makes me smile. It really does.
Me too. And if you have not given your shirt size, please run that back. I think we're waiting on one, and when we ran out, and then we got some more. So yeah, give us your shirt sizes, please.
Please.
Sorry, Patreon. We don't just be begging for shit. Okay. You know,
yeah, I was like, give us your
all the time. We're nice.
Yeah. And that is the only way you can get merch right now, if you are a Patreon subscriber. Mm-hmm. You can't buy it just yet.
It's given exclusives. It's given
exclusive. Oh, it's exclusive. It's exclusive.
It's given exclusivity. Real quick, then how do we feel about, actually, because I'm a pessimist, Kanye West doing those DMX shirts with Balenciaga, and I think they were like $200.
I think we could end. We could end the episode now, right?
Oh,
why are you?
Why is he selling DMX t-shirts for $200? Capitalism at its finest.
I mean, he said that
to the family,
but right. But then I was like, are really 100%?
Are really 100%? Literally, like 100%.
Yeah, because I don't know why Balenciaga would do that favor, but...
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. I was like, why would they do that? You know? I don't know.
I don't know. I think...
The family just need to confirm.
Yes.
They definitely do.
I think that's what it is.
I mean, my thing is this. I'm not... If it's truly going to the family, then I am not opposed on anyone, like, getting them their money, because we already know, like... how many people streamed his music and how much of their royalties is probably going to him and his family, you know? But the label...
He didn't even have a will. Like, and right. You are an active, you know, in and out of the... And I did watch, like, Swiss Beats, you know, I guess what he was saying at the... I don't know if it was the viewing or what we're calling it. Yeah, and he was like, we got to get our affairs in order also. Absolutely. Like... Someone mm-hmm. like him, like, you don't want other people, you know, obviously we're all very young. I'm sure everyone that listens is very young on the show, but like, you know, once you get to those stages or get to that point, like, you don't want other people, like, that's how families can break up over shit like that, about not having your affairs in order and who
but
doing
it. But you know, Aretha Franklin had like three wills, child. So, and she had a long lasting legacy. So, yeah.
But why she had three?
Girl,
I was like, it's given confusion,
right? And they were confused.
So that was probably the real one, the one under the sofa.
Right.
It's like, it's probably because, right, if you got this and this one, this and this one, but somebody went like it lit one,
and then you got people like Prince who didn't have one,
right? It's like, how did Prince, yeah, he didn't have one. Yeah, it's like, how did Prince not have one?
Was his state, she was also his, like, the guardian of his estate. So she has, it's still within her, like, their family, you
right.
know?
But even so, like, I feel like it should come from the person, right? I don't want someone else making decisions on my behalf. Like, this should go, obviously you need someone that is there for the things that you can't get to. But while we are here, like, it should be from the person. I want this to go to this. I want this to go to this. Because we don't know, like, you know, if the sister's going to sway some shit here or somebody going to feel the way. Can't nobody feel the way when it's coming from the person. You get, everybody get what you get. And that's it. And
yeah, then, you like, can't be mad at things, me about
you
it.
You can't be mad.
Funny, my mother, we talked about her will when I was at home.
Yeah, it's like you have to, yeah.
All of the documentation, and she was like, this person's responsible for this. Uh-huh. Like, which is my brother under me. The middle child is the one who's, like, responsible for everything. Uh-huh. Okay, how you got that? But all right, girl, whatever you feel is best.
I'm dead. Not the one other. Yeah, you. And it's like, nobody wants to have those conversations. But I've had those conversations, too, about, like, this is what's happening. This is what, you know, or this is where I want to go. This is how I want to be, you know, like, this is what how I want the everything yeah. to go. Like,
I think everybody should have a living will.
Yeah, yeah.
Irregardless of if we're talking
we
about,
we have got to stop saying irregardless.
Irregardless if we're talking about
Negro,
wealth,
okay, Negro.
You have got to stop saying them.
We're not necessarily talking about just wealth management, but just in terms of anything.
Yeah, like you said, families could break up over a couch. You know what I mean? Like something crazy like that about who's getting this, or if whatever it is that people have, you know, like I done heard of families breaking out and not being cool about, you know, if the grandmama owns a house, who gets the house? You know, the house can be worth shit, but y'all still gonna argue about who gets that house.
Right.
So just to alleviate, you know, post confusion when you already in a time. And because the DMX had 14, did he have 11 or 15 children?
Oh, no.
Now that was a drastic difference. 11 and 15.
He in the double digits.
It's definitely double digits.
The service was beautiful from what I had saw on YouTube, because they were doing the live stream on Saturday. They had the Rough Riders out there, like, and especially afterwards, just being in Harlem, it was so many motorcycles and.
Bitch, no shade.
I take
a brunch spot across from Barclays. My house is 10 minutes from the Barclays Center. It took me 90 minutes to get there. I was sick.
What?
They had everything. Awesome. Yeah, that's what we had to do. We had to just park and walk. They had everything blocked off.
Wow.
You could not move in Brooklyn last Saturday.
Wow.
Could not move. 90 minutes to go. I didn't get 12 minutes. 90 minutes to go 12 minutes.
Wow.
Sick. Like, I was sick. And I'm like, had I known, I mean, and literally the spot we were at was across, like I had to walk through it. So it was, I'm not gonna lie, like it was beautiful seeing all those people out. Yeah. I mean, it was so many people out.
Yeah, because I was seeing like the overhead shots and I was like, oh, this is like a busy intersection in Brooklyn. Yeah. Like,
because it was Barclays. Yeah, it was literally all right there. It was
Barclays is like in the middle of everything.
Regular day. So yeah,
exactly. It was horrible. We turned off of my street to get to the main street and it was traffic. So it was literally all the way backed up to my house. Like the only thing I was okay was like Bushwick. But like, yeah.
I mean, Barclays is kind of in a very annoying area for people because it's like in the middle of everything. I mean, granted, not that much is happening.
Yeah,
not that much happens these days, but if you're driving, I can see how that can be annoying.
It's just no parking around because that shit is like closer to me now. So I pass it every time I drive, but yeah, it's just, I don't know where else. It could have gone, no shade, it could have gone someplace a little bit further out. But then it's easy to get to. Anywho, we
shout out to DMX.
Well, I just hope his
rest well. Yes,
I'm sure it is. He in a better place.
Yes. Talking about vulnerability from earlier.
Uh-huh.
Our most vulnerable rapper.
Yes. Uh-huh. He made that shit cool.
He did.
Yep. We gotta be vulnerable, y'all.
Do.
Who else vulnerable in that? Is anyone?
Drake.
Oh yeah, Drizzy.
Yeah. Tierra.
Okay. I forget.
He be crying, girl. He be crying. Yeah. I think he is too. Or he used to be.
Who?
I don't know that he is anymore. Kanye.
Ron Wave is.
He is.
He is, like, all jokes aside. Like,
he is.
He is.
J. Cole can be vulnerable. I think it's also, and I hate to say that, I think the appeal of DMX was, like, he was a mainstream. I mean, Drake obviously is as well, but yeah. Drake is also just talking about his feelings. Like, DMX is going to give you a host of emotions and, like, pray and do all those. But, like, it's very, that is what made him so amazing is, like I said, he was a mainstream rapper talking about things that other mainstream rappers were not doing or talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope he's at peace.
Yeah.
I do. I hope he is at peace, child. Well, the quote of the day. One thing I realized is that everything always ends up working out, sometimes even better than you can imagine. Remember this when you feel like you're in a hard place or you feel like you're being challenged the most. Believe in where you're headed. See the bigger picture.
Mm.
Gotta see it. It's very hard, but
it is. But there's a reason to everything. And sometimes you can't see it in that moment, but the Lord will be on your side and you're going to see it, baby.
A reason and a season. Yep, and it's all temporary.
I love when the quote comes through and it kind of like wraps up what we were just talking about. Yeah. What a nice little beautiful bow.
Right. So, all right, y'all.
All right. Well, make sure you give our your family our love and hugs and kisses and all those things.
I shall.
Y'all be all right.
I shall. We will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.